Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah is Daf Lamed Hey Omed Aleph, and we begin a brand new siman Kuf Nun Gimel Dinei Beis HaKnesses, the halachos of a shul. And these are very important halachos, 22 sifim, and the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Mutu lasos mi Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. We've alluded to this halacha in the past few days. Now we'll get into it in more detail. One is permitted to change a shul into a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash, as we'll see, has a higher level of Kedusha. It's not just for davening, it's for learning, and it may not even have to be for davening, but if it's for learning, it's on a higher level than a shul. However, the Mechaber says, Avalobi Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, but you're not allowed to take a Beis Medrash and turn it into a Beis Knesses. That is a lowering of the Kedusha, as we'll see. One of the themes of today's shiur is that you're only allowed to go up in Kedusha, but you're not allowed to go down in Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph explains that a Beis Knesses versus a Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash, hu makom hamiyuchad l'Torah. A Beis Medrash is a place that's designated for Torah learning. Ukdushaso gedola yoser. And it has a greater level of kedusha than a shul. Vafilu ein derech l'spal shum klal. And he says this is true even if you never daven in the Beis Medrash. It's solely used for learning and it's not used for davening. He writes from the name of the Magen Avraham, because of the Magen Avraham. Tzorech iyun, one needs to look into. Imut lasos mi Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash liyochid beveso. He says there's a question. You have to look into what the answer is. If a person is allowed to change a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis Medrash for a yochid in his house. He brings down from the Elyar Rabba, who's mitzadid lahachmer, is that no, you cannot do this. And this is also the opinion, he says, kein mashmi be'iri shomim Megillah. This is also the opinion of the Meiri in Megillah as well. The issue footnote number one brings down a couple of interesting points. He brings down from the Makor HaChayim as to what is the status of this Beis Knesses that you turned into a Beis Medrash. So he says, Lo yedino kistam Beis Medrash. It shouldn't be like any other Beis Medrash, however, which is mutul lishon olechobo, which you're allowed to eat or drink in, because nish'eres olov gam kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because it retains the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and now just has added to it a kedusha of the Beis Medrash, which means, according to the Makor HaChayim, you can't use it like you had a regular Beis Medrash to eat and drink in. So it has the best of both worlds, so to say, has the status kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses with all of its stringencies, and the status of a Beis Medrash with all of its stringencies. However, he brings down from the Ksav Sofer that he says, no, it retains the pure status only of a Beis Medrash. And therefore, mutu lishon v'lechobo, one could eat or sleep or drink inside it, because af beis haknesses mutu b'shas adchak, because even a beis knesses under extenuating circumstances would allow to have these activities done in them, and therefore, v'im kein ein zu horado b'kdusha, therefore it's not a lowering of the kedusha by doing this. He further adds over here, af beis knesses shalom din bosh achas bovad, a shul, which they do have a shir in. So then he brings that from the Be'er Heitev in Sivkot and Beis, in the name of the Shelus Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel, nechshav kebeis medrash. That turns that into a beis medrash as well. And therefore, he brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman, Boteknisios Vizmanenu, all of our shuls nowadays, Shekimat Kulam Dinam Kebeis Medrash, all of them essentially have the status not only of being a Beis Knesses, but also have the status of being a Beis Medrash, because Lomdim Bahem Torah, because every shul, Baruch Hashem, has Shiurim, has Divrei Torah that is said in it, so all of our shuls also have the status of Beis Medrash. The issue for number two brings down, since the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash is a higher level of Kedusha than the Beis Knesses, he says, we've already learned previously in Siman Sadi, Sha'odif Lispalo the Beis Medrash Biasorah, it's better to daven in a minion in the Beis Medrash, even though it's smaller than the larger Shul minion because of the additional Kedusha that's over there. And the reason why a Beis Medrash has more Kedusha is based upon a Gemara in Brachos, Dal Chesem and Aleph, where the statement is made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oev Hashem Sha'arim HaTzionim Ba'alocha Yosem Yibotei K'nisios, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves places of learning even more than he loves a shul. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, Chofetz Chaim writes, Shemalin B'kodesh V'moridim, why are you allowed to go from a Beis Knesses to a Beis Medrash, but not from a Beis Medrash to a Beis Knesses, because you're not allowed to go down in the Kedusha of an item. You can only elevate something, but you can't make it lower. Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, B'nei Yair Shemachu Beis HaKnesses, a city that has sold its shul, Yecholun Likach B'dom of Teva, they're allowed to purchase with this the Aron Kodesh. They can take those funds and purchase a new Aron Kodesh. Dahainu Hechol, the Teva over here means the Hechol, the Aron Kodesh, Shemenichem Bo Sefer Torah, Oluach Shalmidim Lov Sefer Torah, or the Aron Kodesh, or some sort of a board that they will store the Sefer Torah in or place the Sefer Torah on, because you're going up in the Kedusha. The shul has a certain level of Kedusha, but this Aron Kodesh has an even higher level of Kedusha. So again, in those situations where you're permitted to sell the shul, you already have another shul, like we learned in the previous siman, so then you can sell the shul and use those funds to beautify the Aron Kodesh, to purchase an Aron Kodesh or a place to store the Sefer Torah. Machu Teva, when you're selling the Aron Kodesh, in a permissible fashion. Yecholim likach bedomav mitpacha shel sefer Torah. You can buy a mantle for a sefer Torah with the money that was from the sale of the Aron Kodesh, because that's again going up in kedusha. The mantle of the sefer Torah has more kedusha than the actual Aron Kodesh that it's in. Machu mitpachas, if they're selling the mantle of the Sefer Torah, lochim b'dameh asfarim, then you're allowed to go and use that money that you got for selling the cloth of the Sefer Torah to go and purchase svarim. Dehainu, shekosuv kol chumish levado. He's saying, for example, where they just had a chumish, a single Sefer of the Torah, for example, all of Sefer Bereishis, all of Sefer Shemos, they used to write them in scrolls similar to our Sefer Torah, so you can take the money from the sale of the mantle and go purchase svarim with that. Likewise, you could use it to purchase Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. When you're selling these types of Svarim, then Sefer Torah, then you're allowed to purchase a full Sefer Torah with the funds that you're selling these single Sefer of the Sefer Torah or the Nevi'im or Ksuvim. But that's going up the ladder. To go down the ladder, Avol Ivcha, to sell any of the higher level Kedusha items and purchase with it a lower level Kedusha item is not permissible. Avol Ivcha, to do the opposite, Loridam Bikdushas, and to lower the level of Kedusha, that would be Aser. Vafilu, Im Konu Bikzas Hamos, Dover Shekdushasu Chamura. And even if you take some of the funds and purchase it for a higher elevation, and with the remainder of the funds, you can't purchase another Sefer Torah, for example, so then you purchase something that's a lower level Kedusha, Eni Cholun Lashanos Hamos, or Lekdusha Kali. You're not allowed to take the remainder of the funds and use it for a lower level kedusha. You have to store it until you can purchase with it again a equal or higher level kedusha item. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, they're selling the Beis HaKnesses. Vafilu lechatchila namimutu limkar kidei liknos ilui kedusha. You're allowed to do this lechatchila, again under the situations where you're allowed to sell it at all. So you're allowed to sell this lechatchila to go and purchase a higher level kedusha item. V'hodinaka shemachu is talking about seemingly after the fact. Hayinu mishum sefer. That's for the next statement in the sefer of this sif. To lahorid mikdusha, to lower the kedusha. Afilu kvar machu also then. Even if you have already sold it, the deal goes back and you have to go and get those funds back because you weren't allowed to sell them for the low-level Kedusha. He brings us down the name of the Elie Rabba. He says, furthermore, look, in a couple of days, we'll reach this in Siv Gimel, in the Bir Halach over there, Masha Kostadnu Sham im Lili'ilui Kedusha Mutu Limkor Besa Knesses Shein Lu Besa Knesses Acheres. They will discuss if a person is permitted to go and sell a shul when he doesn't have another shul in order to, let's say, buy a Sefer Torah. And if you go and look over there, it essentially says you're not allowed to do this. Because how could you possibly allow to buy an Aron Kodesh if you don't have a shul to place the Aron Kodesh in instance? So this is, I quoted you from Dershu footnote number 7, what we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in Sif Yud Gimel and in the Bir Halacha Shom. Sif Katan Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yecholim Likach, you're allowed to purchase higher level Kedusha things. Shekolzeh the Karshiv Po, Hu Halah B'Kedusha. Every one of the things that the Mechaber mentioned over here, when we said you're allowed to do this, you're going up from the Shul to the Aron Kodesh to the Mantle to the Svarim to the Sefer Torah. Everyone is an elevation in Kedusha. Sivkot and Hey, Kol Chumash Levado, as I mentioned, they used to have scrolls that were just Sefer Bereishis, just Sefer Shmos. So the Mishnah Berurah says this, B'yimeim ha'yukosim ha'chumoshim k'ein Sefer Torah, B'glilo b'tfiraz gidin. They used to have a Sefer Torah that was just one of the Svarim. So they would do this all the time, and that's what he's referring to. Sivkot and Vav, v'chei Nevi'im k'suvim, what about Nach? So he says, Shavim l'chumoshim, they have the same Kedusha as a single Sefer of Chumash. Le'inyin shalo ilu, she'esh ilu b'kedushasim mitpachas. They have a higher level of Kedusha than the Mitpachas. Both the Nach and the single Sefer of a Sefer Torah, they have more Kedusha than the Mitpachas. The Yochel Liknosim bidmei Mitpachas, and you can go and purchase the Nach or the single Sefer of the Sefer Torah with the money that you got from selling a Mitpachas. However, but they're not equal to each other. The Kedusha of a single Sefer of the Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than Nevi'im or Ksuvim. And one would not be allowed to sell a single Sefer of a Sefer Torah and purchase with it Nach. That's not allowed. They just both have more Kedusha than a mantle, but they don't have equal Kedusha to each other. But one would be allowed to sell the Nach and purchase with it a single Sefer of a Sefer Torah. Unevim uksuvim gufa, what about Nevi'im versus Ksuvim? That he brings down Ki Adodi Ninu. They have the same Kedusha. He brings this down in the name of Achronim. Dishu footnote number 8 brings down, this says other halacha lemaisa ramifications in terms of putting a Navi on top of a Ksuvim or a Ksuvim on top of a Navi. So Ramah in Yoridea brings down that they're interchangeable. You can put one on top of the other. It's mutter. And he brings a raya from the Vilna Gaon from the Gemara and Megillah to support this. Then he points out, v'chumashim shalanu are published svarim, are chumashim, are chumashim that we use on the Shabbos, which has all of the Torah in it, afilu mekol ha-chamisha hayu kruchum yachad, even if all five of the books of the Torah are all in one Tanakh, or in one chumash, gara mi-chumash echot ha-osu kitikun sefer Torah. That doesn't have the same kedusha as a single, rolled up, properly formed, single sefer of a sefer Torah. So that kedusha, albeit it's only sefer Bereishis or sefer Shemos, has more kedusha if it's written in the right way as a sefer Torah is written than an entire chumash of published sefer that has all five chumashim inside of it. And it brings us down the name of the Elyeh Rabbah. Sivkat and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Aval Ivcha, no, you can't go down in Kedusha. Dainu mi Sefer Torah, likach Chumashim, to sell a Sefer Torah to purchase Chumashim. Or v'chein mi Chumashim mitpachas, to sell Chumashim and go and purchase a mantle, etc. V'chein mikulu, all of these are not permissible. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Sefer Torah shenim tzabotos, dino ki Chumashim. If a Sefer Torah has a mistake in it, so it's not a kosher Sefer Torah, then it has the same status as a Chumash. Again, they're talking about their Chumashim that were written as a single Sefer of the entire Torah, Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Shemos, etc., that is written in as a scroll like our Sifrei Torah. So if you have an entire Sefer Torah that has a Tos in it, so then it just has the status halachically of Kedusha level of a single Sefer of a Sefer Torah. And he says, look in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, where this has been discussed already. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches brings down, Kivin Shein Karmbo, since this Sefer Torah is no longer able to be read in, Afapish Efshel Sakto, even though it can be fixed, it still nevertheless does not have the halachic status of a Sefer Torah in terms of Kedusha, and you could sell this to purchase something of equal or greater Kedusha. Sif Dalad, the Mechaber writes, Imut Liknos Bidmei Kedusha Achas, Kedusha Acheres Kayotze Bo, if you're allowed to purchase with something an equivalent level of Kedusha, to sell something on the same level of Kedusha, in order to purchase something with the same level of Kedusha, he says, this is a machlokis. Yesh Osrim, there are those that forbid it, and he brings us down the name of the Ran. The Yesh Matirim, and he brings down in the name of the Ma'ari, according to the Tor, and brings us down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it is permissible to do so. In Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Tess writes, the Hainu, Shemachu Beis HaKnesses Yishona, Verotze B'damel, Likach Hadasha. For example, to sell a shul, and to go use the money to go and finance a new shul, v'chem chol advarim, or on any level, to sell a Sefer Torah for Sefer Torah, chumash for chumash, etc., etc. Sivkot and Yod, he brings down from the Ran Yesh Osrim, Kivin de'ein ma'alu b'kedusha, since you're not going up in the level of Kedusha, sa'afu pigam de'ein moridim gam kein, even though you're not going down, nevertheless, who says you have the right to exchange one Kedusha for an equal level of Kedusha? And he says, v'dafuk b'chol advarim she'ochol alus b'kedusha v'chanal. This says is true of something that can go up in Kedusha, so then you can always purchase it with a higher level, so you can sell the mantle to purchase a sefer, you can sell the shul to purchase an Aron Kodesh, or any of the other examples. However, he brings down, in the name of the Elyeh Rabbah and the Vilna Gaon, based upon the Gemara, Avol b'Sefer Torah, she'ein yochel alos hadom in b'kedusha yoseh. The Sefer Torah is at the top of the chart. That's at the top of the totem pole. You can't purchase, there's nothing higher than the Sefer Torah's Kedusha. So then, l'kuli amol kishemochel yikach b'damei acheres. So then, if you are selling the Sefer Torah, then you are obviously allowed to go purchase with that another Sefer Torah. Otherwise, you would never be ever able to sell a Sefer Torah. Then he brings down Sivkot and Yud Aleph. There are those that permit you to go and sell for an equal level of Kedusha, brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, why is this so? Kivin thou koponim ein morid mikdusha. So since you're not lowering the Kedusha, so why should there be an Isser? And he says, v'chol ze linyan d'yevet. All of this is a bid d'yevet after the fact. Avo linyan l'chat chila, bevadei osu limko shum dover Kedusha, kidei likach kiyotzi ba. He says, everybody agrees that l'chat chila, you shouldn't do this, to sell something, to purchase something of the same level of Kedusha. And even if we're not concerned at all that he won't end up purchasing the other item, so you're selling this mantle and you're not going to go purchase another mantle with it, we're not concerned that you may come to not purchase the other mantle with it. For example, you're in the store and you're exchanging this mantle for that mantle, or you're paying for this the money that you get from this right there in the store to purchase the other thing. And the only thing that's missing is the giving over the money that you're getting for the sale of that item, so there's no concern about a pshios that you're going to delay and there's going to come to be, through no intention, a lack of purchasing the item. Nevertheless, l'chatrila afilu hochi osu. Mishnah Berurah says it's not permissible to do this l'chatrila. The tzorach lalos b'kedusha davko, because ideally everybody agrees you should go up in Kedusha and not go down in Kedusha. V'imchazi bo tiyua, but if you see a mistake in it, dover ru'ua, there's a problem over there with the item, osho yakot mehochil, or it's not big enough for what you need. For example, the shul can't hold the people. L'kuli am mutu afilu l'chatrila l'mochu k'dei likach acher. Then he brings down the name of the Prima Godin, the Shai Gesariye, that everybody would agree that if there's a problem with the original item, or that the original item is no longer functional in the way that you need it to be functional, the shul's too small, so then l'chatril, everybody agrees, you could use that to purchase an equal level item of Kedusha. Then he brings down the Taz, course of a Taz. Bizmanmenu, nowadays, on Uroin Habi Mokun, Svarm, Lokan Achim Bidmeme. Nowadays, you see people selling one sefer and purchasing another sefer with it all the time. Lichatrila. So he says, Nira, the Aksho of Mitrila Kishikona Sefer. He says, nowadays, the understanding is when you purchase a sefer, Hoy Bidato Lukach, that was the intention that when you're done with it, you might sell it to purchase another sefer. Shelo calls man sheet starach lo. You're purchasing it for the time that you need it. And then, if you do need another sefer, or you need find the better one, that it was with the understanding that that was the tanai, so to say, that you purchased the first sefer. Even though you didn't specifically state this out loud. Diushu footnote number 13 brings down an additional post who say the similar idea. He brings down from the Kaf Chaim shemutu limkor sefer Torah kidei likno sefer Torah muhud yose. You can purchase a sefer Torah to exchange. Buy a no sefer Torah that is a nicer sefer Torah, and he says the same thing is written by the Piskei Tshuva in the name of the Shelus Tshuvas Evan Shoam, and he brings down as well from the Birkei Yosef in the name of the Beis David that in regards to a sefer Torah sheyesh adifus b'chshuruso, if you want to go and purchase a nicer sefer Torah, you're allowed to do so. However, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, which is quoted in the Piskei Tshuva. He writes over there shigam kishikone sefer Torah muhudor v'nor yoser lo nechshav hadover ki'ilu b'kedusha, that just because you're buying a quote better sefer Torah doesn't mean that that's going up in kedusha, and kivan she'ein ze'ilu b'kedusha atzma, because there is no intrinsic improvement in the kedusha of the sefer Torah, and therefore you shouldn't do this lechatchila. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'al-Yarabah cause of the Tama Minaku." The Al-Yarabah explains that the reasoning why we allow people to sell one sefer for another sefer, mishum d'somchel amasher kosa b'sifyud, because they were relying upon what we're going to learn in sifyud, the yochid al sefer Torah shlo mutu limkar, that an individual has the right to sell his sefer Torah. Yishu footnote number 14 brings down, however, even those that permit this, however, we're going to learn in Sivkotin Samach, b'shem ha'olas tomid in the El Yerabah, she'eno ro b'kach simen bracha, that you're not going to do well on doing this. You're not going to see a bracha from doing this. And again, one should only do this under extenuating circumstances. But since a person can do this, so therefore the El Yerabah says you're allowed to go sell a sefer Torah for another sefer Torah. But that's by a yochid. Mishbur continues and he says, "Avol a sefer shal tzibur hochanamid yosu." But the tzibur should not sell a sefer Torah to go purchase another sefer Torah. And he says, "Look in the Mishnah over there." And Dishu footnote number 15 brings down from Sivkotin Samach Aleph in the name of the Morgan Avram that the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Sha'av kishemosu lerabim kidei likrobo." Even though the public is using this, if a person gave over his private sefer Torah for the rabbim to use, even though he didn't give it over to them, osu lemachu, he shouldn't sell the sefer Torah as well. Why do some people do sell their private sefer Torah in this situation? So he says it's as if they made it tonight at the beginning, so therefore there's a hetter for those that do so. Then he adds, if a person purchases sefer Torah with the intention to go and sell it, or he got one as a debt payment and he didn't intend to specifically buy the sefer Torah, so he brings down over there shemutu lemochel lechatrila ulushtamish bedavel lechomashir. So then the person in this situation is allowed to go and use the funds for any purpose that he wants, because he didn't purchase it as a sefer Torah. He either got it as payment for a debt, or he purchased it to save it, let's say, from some destruction or from somebody else, but he didn't purchase it as a sefer Torah, and then he could use the funds for whatever he would like. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Im gavu mos livnos beis knesses or beis medrash, if they collected money to build a shul or a beis medrash, o liknos teva o mitpachas, or to buy an Aron Kodesh, or to buy the mantle for the Sefer Torah, o Sefer Torah, or the Sefer Torah itself, v'ratzu l'shanoso milatzorach mashu gavusam, and then they want to change their minds and use it for a different purpose, ein mishanin ala mikdusha kal l'chmura, then you're only allowed to go and use the funds for a higher level of kedusha, but you're not allowed to use it for a lower level of kedusha. Avol mosu behem adover shagavu osam bishvilo, but if they purchased an item for which they originally designated those funds for, mishanin amosul chomash yirtzu, then the excess money, let's say they agreed to buy a sefer Torah, they thought it would cost $50,000, they got it for $40,000, so the extra $10,000, they can do with it what they would like. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Yud Beis writes, Amadim esayim ein mishanin koi, that which we said, that you're not allowed to change it around, he says, O denakti liyashmino, or he's coming to teach us, the mishanin noso liyaspokas talmidim, that one could be using it to purchase it for talmidim to learn, as we'll learn in Sivvav, and we'll see that tomorrow. Sivkotin Yud Gimel, ein mishanin, that which we said, you're not allowed to change it around, v'im rosam ha-gaboyin l'lavosan, v'litin achakach acherim tachtom, if the gaboyin want to exchange those physical funds and use them on other funds, the Mugger of Rome says that that's osur. The habalim nich because the people donated the money, they want their actual funds to be used. However, the Taz permits this, and he says, but if the governing body of the shul, what's called the Zayin Tuv Yair, they agree to it, so then that would be permissible, as we'll also learn in tomorrow's shir in Siv Zayin, or in the next day's shir. Sivkot Yudal, the Mishnah writes, they do have the right to change around the extra money that's left over after they purchase the item for what they want. They can even use it for something that has no kedusha whatsoever. whatever. El shutzor chetzibur, as long as for the purpose and the benefit of the community. Vatam kiv shenasa das an sheyer b'mos mishum hochi shoy b'mos. Because they did what they were purchasing the money for, that they collected the money for, so the extra money they can use for any communal need. That concludes today's shiur.